I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, and today is your Monday episode of Chico Now, Helping People. And on the Monday show, we do a different little format. Tuesday through Friday, we interview various people in the community. But on Mondays, I bring one of my friends in the psychotherapy community on to talk to you guys about various issues within the psychotherapy community. And I do this because I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783, registered with the Board of Behavioral Sciences of California. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor over at Chico Creek Counseling. Joe Taylor is a licensed marriage and family therapist, and if any of you guys know him, he's also one of the board members over at Neighborhood Church, where I also attend. So we kind of bring therapy in, but we're also Christians who love Jesus. And so we're bringing it also to our Christian talk radio station on Mondays. Today, I have my friend on, Tara Donnell. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist. She also works over at Chico Creek Counseling. So if you want to know about either of us, you can just go online to ChicoCreekCounseling.com and you can read our blog or our little bios and find out more about who are these people talking about this stuff. And Tara and I are going to talk about depression because a lot of times during the holidays, during the winter months, the weather is more dreary. And so we have this thing called SAD, seasonal affective disorder, or our lives get really, really busy and hectic. We have a hard time balancing all of it, or just we're having some imbalances in our brain chemistry and depression sets in or it gets stronger. And we thought that this might be a good time to talk about that. I know there's a lot of happy topics out there, but there's also a lot of not as happy topics that we need to address in our society. So today, with our happy voices, we're going to address depression.
Well, thank you for having me on again, Jessica. It's always a pleasure to be here. And you're absolutely right. You know, with the holidays approaching, I think there's a lot of pressure on everyone to feel happy and to be upbeat and be happy, but there's so much going on and there's so much busyness that sometimes depression can take a firmer grip on us or on certain people, especially if you've lost someone. The holidays can bring that up, missing them. Sometimes grief can be activated or just feeling lonely or different things like that. So yeah, this is the time of year where you're supposed to be cheerful, but sometimes depression can pop in.
You know, when everyone expects you to be cheerful and mm-hmm. you're just not feeling it,
yeah.
you feel that discrepancy even deeper.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You notice that contrast, how everyone around you seems to be happy and you're not, and why aren't you? And you can feel bad for yourself, and that can make depression worse. And mm-hmm. So I just wanted to review briefly just some of the symptoms and signs of depression. And so those can include feelings of helplessness or hopelessness, if you have a loss in your daily activities, appetite changes, weight changes, it can be going up or down, you may be eating more or less, sleep changes, sometimes you're sleeping a lot more, or sometimes you can't sleep, mm-hmm. insomnia, And also anger and irritability. And I think that one gets missed a lot. I think people don't always realize that that can be one of the signs of depression. And it's especially true in your children or teenagers. Usually irritability will pop up maybe even faster than sadness, or you'll see that more as a symptom. Also, there can be loss of energy, self-loathing, and then, of course, we all know that sometimes people do have suicidal thoughts as well. So. Mm-hmm.
And then my favorite, I don't know why it's my favorite. I think it's just one of those words that feels good to say on your mouth. anhedonia.
Mm-hmm. Right,
right. So tell our listeners what anhedonia is. Oh, okay. So it is when you cannot enjoy the things you used to enjoy.
That's
so
right.
A means you can't, and then hedonism are the things that you enjoy.
Exactly.
So all the things you used to like I used to love going on nature walks, and I wish I could go on a nature walk, but I just don't feel like putting on my shoes and finding a sports bra and driving down to Bidwell, and I know how much I love it intellectually, but it just seems like a lot of work.
Right.
That's what anhedonia would look like.
Yeah, and that totally ties into that loss of interest in your regular daily activities that you used to love, and now you just can't get the energy for.
So, right.
Yeah.
All right. It's already time for commercial break. Can you believe that?
No.
It is so quick.
It is.
I know. But our commercials are really important, and the people who sponsor our show are really good people. So let's give them a little shout out. Be back in just a moment.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And I just want to remind you that while we're talking about a topic that is pretty serious, depression, this is not a substitute for therapy. If you think that you are struggling or you know someone who's struggling, I want to encourage you to reach out to somebody in our community or in your community. Us at Chico Creek Counseling, we're all qualified to help you, but really just anywhere. You can go online to Psychology Today or just Google therapist in the name of your town, and there will be qualified people who pop up. But a 30-minute show is just enough to give you a taste of information, not enough to satisfy your need to explore deeper on how to get better. Okay, so go ahead and take it away, Tara.
Okay.
Here
I am. Okay, there I am. So we went over the symptoms and signs of depression. So one of the first things that I always advise my clients to do if they are presenting with some of those symptoms is to check in with their doctor, because sometimes there is a medical reason for the depression. For example, there's many, many women have some form of a thyroid problem, and that can contribute to depression. So it's an easy thing to rule out, you know, to go, you get your blood work done, and there's a simple medication for it, and it might be a simple fix, basically, you know. Or there could be hormonal changes going on, you know, if you're postpartum or things like that, that, again, seeing your doctor and having that evaluated can be helpful.
And I think I remember reading somewhere that polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS, mm-hmm. yeah. affects it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds. So you never want to, you don't want to miss that link, you know, if there's perhaps a easy fix, you know, mm-hmm. maybe not easy, but you could go
to
your doctor.
A remedy.
Exactly. A medical cause. And then certainly, of course, most doctors are able to prescribe antidepressants if they feel that is for you. Which, you know, that can be helpful. But there's so many other things you can also do besides doing antidepressants.
I find that sometimes when folks start on an antidepressant, it takes down some of the negative beliefs or the negative feelings and emotions which contribute to their inability to move forward with therapy. Mm-hmm. So, like, an inability to get to the appointment. Oh, I'm going to just cancel the appointment today because I just don't feel like getting dressed and going all the way down there. Well, you can't get a lot of help if you don't show up.
Right.
So I found that a lot of folks will start with an antidepressant just to get over that hurdle.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we get to a point where talk therapy and CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, mm-hmm. is helping, they can go back to their doctor and talk about, well, what can we do to, like, taper me down a little bit?
Right.
And then work on not doing that. But sometimes it really helps just get them out of that state mm-hmm. so that they can work on all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I've seen that in my practice as well. I believe right now the therapeutic dose, usually they want you to stay on an antidepressant up to maybe 9 months to get the full benefit. That was the latest when I've checked in with my own doctor on that. And I'd have to look up the research currently, but I guess what I want to say is you don't want it to stop and start, you know,
no.
you know, you're on it for a month and then I'm fine. And then you just go off it. It's always something you want to be, going step by step with your doctor on, mm-hmm. To get a plan that works for you. But I think you're correct that certainly it can kind of get you over that hurdle or that hump of
getting started.
Absolutely. Yes. So check in with your doctor first. The other thing sometimes that some doctors can recommend too, sometimes there's more natural remedies that can help you if you've got a vitamin D deficiency, again, which is a very easy thing to check with the labs. That can be contributing to depression, especially this time of year when, you know, we're going to have more clouds, more rain, hopefully. Could be an El Nino year. We might have lots. And so, you know, you could have a vitamin D deficiency, and that could help you if you just mm-hmm. take that supplement, possibly. Again, I'm not a doctor. You need to check with them. and fish oil supplements have been known to help. There's also St. John's wort. That's a natural herbal homeopathic remedy that, again, you always want to check with your doctor because, you know, I know you, Jessica and I, are not medical professionals, but check with your doctor and mm-hmm. they can certainly get you on the right path.
Yeah. That's the one nice thing about being in the field that we're in, though, is that our clients sit across from us and they say, oh, I'm on this medicine and this is how it's affecting me, and oh, I'm on this one and this is how it's affecting me, or oh, I've been taking this herb and this is how it's affecting me. So we start to get this kind of, like, well-rounded idea of how the people in front of us are being affected by mm-hmm. the different remedies that are being given to them by their doctor or nutritionist or naturopath.
Right.
And so while we are not ever ever recommending things to people, it does give us an idea of what's going on.
Certainly. So. Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have another commercial break. When we come back, we will talk a little bit more about depression. Please stay tuned.